listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Trends with Dave and Friends. Once again, here we are every single Sunday in the studio from 1 to 2, live on LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world. How's it going, everybody? I'm your host, David Cohen. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You have just entered the experience. I'm just playing with you guys. On the air today, we have, of course, co-host Kevin.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going? And then we have two very special guests. We have an Ariana.
Hello.
And an Erica.
Hey there.
So you guys are probably wondering, ew, why are girls in the studio? Ew. I'm just totally kidding with you guys. Hey. Girls are great. Well, I recently got a bunch of emails from listeners. I've been getting emails in the past, and I've kind of been saying, like, yeah, I'm going to get to them. But this time I'm listening. I got emails from girl listeners who said, hey, you always have boys on the shows. Like, why don't you ever have any girls? Like, I was just like, all right.
Exactly.
And it's actually very true. I used to have shows with, girls, and then I kind of was just like, I don't know. I just kind of lost contact with getting girls on the air, and I think it's a wonderful idea that I'm bringing them back. So today we are having a very special show. As I posted on our Facebook page, today's show is good for all the guys out there, because we are asking girls everything you ever wanted to know about
and vice versa.
That's correct. About what girls do or what guys do that girls like, what guys do that girls don't like, things that they wish they would do better, stuff like that. And if you want to call in live on the air, you may do so. The number is 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me at my email address, which is teentrendswithdave. That's teen, T-E-E-N, trends, T-R-E-N-D-S, with Dave at gmail.com. Email me your thoughts, ideas, questions, concerns. I will get back to you. So let's get started, girls.
What's up?
We have some questions for you. That being guys, being Kevin and I both being of the male sex.
Really?
That's
maybe?
True.
Oh. Are you sure?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Thanks.
This
thanks,
is
girls.
News to me, actually.
Hey, that's great. we got some questions for you that every single guy in the entire world wants to know.
Oh, I'm excited.
So you have to ask.
Yeah, everyone
you
should
have
be
to
listening
answer.
Then. Yeah.
Everybody should be listening.
This is like Pandora's box is opening right now.
Maybe. So, what do you wish? Question one. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. what do you wish guys would do when it comes to relationships?
I have to say communication is a huge thing. I mean, if you have nothing to talk about,
right.
Then, you know. Listening is also another thing. I mean, guys that don't listen when their girls talk, that's just like, I don't even want to go near
you. I'm sorry,
what?
Well what?
What? I was going to do that.
Not cool. Yeah, see, this is why you guys are not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Thanks,
makes
Erica. Maybe I just haven't found the right girl.
No, okay, well, this is why we're giving, you know, guys help right now. We're trying to help you guys out. We're trying
okay.
to, you know.
Answer the question. I'm serious.
All right. So, yeah, like Ariana said, listening, communication, definitely. If you have nothing to talk about, you shouldn't be in a relationship in the first place. Another thing is, you know, it has to be a two-way street. When a girl, you know, says, hey, I want to go out. I want to see this band. Like, I got to go to this show or whatever. And the guy's like, eh, that, you know, it doesn't sound that great to me. The girl should definitely, you know, let him say, well, you know, it means something to me. And the guy should agree and say, all right, I'll do this for you. And we can go hang out and, you know, maybe... you know, we can do something that I want to do after or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a two-way
right.
street.
Yeah, not being thing, selfish. And just,
exactly. Yeah. Another thing about, like, doing something for the other person, like, when you get them a gift, guys, when you get a girl a gift, don't just get them a rose. Get them their favorite flower. Or instead of getting them a teddy bear, get them something like an inside joke or something that you know that they love.
Right.
That you can really get that they, you know,
and a gift
love.
It also doesn't have to be, like, a material item.
Of course
you know,
not.
A gift could also be, you know, like, hanging out together, going to a favorite spot, going on a hike, something like that. That's also
yeah,
a
something
gift.
You have in common.
Going on a hike.
Why are you making fun of that?
No, you and I personally have gone on multiple hikes, and I love our hikes, so don't speak.
I love our hikes, too. Okay. You're the one that was making fun of them.
Okay. Does that cover that? Does that... I mean, guys, have any questions? Want to call in? 323-203-0815. One thing that I want to touch on about kind of like... So the question is, what do you wish guys would do when it comes to relationships? Well, one thing that I have learned from my personal experiences is within a relationship, even if, you know, like you guys aren't going out, even if it's just like dating or like you like a girl or whatever, it's not so much like, okay, so we as people, all of us naturally have it is a human attribute to be... have ego within us. Don't express ego in a big way. Girls are not attracted to ego. Am I right?
Well,
it depends.
It definitely depends.
God damn it.
I mean, no, you're right. You're definitely right. It's just there's sometimes when a guy has too big of an ego.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
really boastful, like, oh, yeah, I've been in all these,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
commercials.
No,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's like, you're selfish. What do
right.
you want doing with
There's
me?
There's a difference
yeah.
between ego and confidence.
Exactly. When guys have no confidence,
of
it's
course.
Like, well, you can't bring home the woolly mammoth.
Of
I don't really
course.
Want to date you.
Yeah, no, yeah. exactly.
No,
that's, I love that woolly mammoth.
That's actually where it goes from human instinct.
Exactly.
That's why guys need to be confident for girls. Yeah. No, I'm referring to more of the sense of, like, oh, hey, like, you know, I fucking... Excuse me.
Language.
I'm like the star basketball player. Of, you know, like
I have my own radio show.
All
my
these
name's
girls,
Dave.
Right?
You're
oh yeah,
so
dude.
More interested in yourself than you are. In me.
Hey, my name's Kevin. I'm a co-host. What's up?
Alright, I guess I'll see you later then.
Goodbye.
No, that's what I'm saying. Ego is a big thing. Also, I've talked to my other girly friends, and they. Like, you know, I talk to him about this stuff. You gotta know. You gotta get, like, the girl's perspective. You wanna know, like, where you're coming from, you know. And
Every
I've talked to
Every guy should do that, by the way.
I agree. I totally agree. It helps.
That's why we're doing the show.
It helps a lot. So, yeah, this is why we're doing the show. No, but ego really is a big thing. It's not about you. If anything, it's about, it's not completely about, but a lot of it is gonna be about the girl.
Yeah, like don't totally sacrifice yourself for
two-way
no,
street.
Right.
Two-way
right.
street.
Exactly.
Right.
Two-way street.
Okay. Kevin, no. You look like you're going to... Okay, next question. What are some things that guys do that please you emotionally? Don't put your head in the gutter.
holding the girl's hand.
Yeah, or
yes.
like hanging out with her in front of his guy friends.
Definitely.
For sure.
And not being different either. Like being... completely yourself around your friends and around your girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, because
yeah,
people tend to change a lot when they're
with
in
their
those
friends
two mediums.
And with their girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a negative.
Right.
Yeah.
No, totally, I agree. Next question. What is your take on facial hair?
Oh!
Oh!
All right. Scruff is good. Scruff is good. Super, super hairy beards.
Yeah.
Like a gristly beard.
Dirty. Like me? Like my super hairy
yeah,
beard?
Yeah, the one you're rocking
yeah,
right now?
One.
Not so much.
Such
I was going to tell you.
No,
it kind of looks dirty. It looks like you got lunch from yesterday, like, stuck in there.
I did. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but really.
I'm only 18. I can't have a full beard.
Now, I have a question for you.
What?
Does facial hair really make you that much more confident? Does
no.
it give you... Oh.
Not really.
Do you feel like more of a man because you got hairs on your chin?
Or under your nose?
I'd say when you are growing up, you're always... Like, when you're a little younger teenage boy, you're always like, oh, wow, look at my little chin hairs growing in,
yeah.
you know? It does boost it a little bit, but honestly, a lot of guys don't like the look of it. Hmm. So, but just to like know that, yeah, dude, I have to shave. I'm a man now.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I do remember when I was, I believe I was like 12, like 12, 13 years old when I first, like started having like a little bit of facial hair. Wow, that's young. Jeez.
Congratulations.
I was like 13.
You're so manly.
I'm so manly. I think I was like 13 years old when I first had a little bit of like facial hair, like not big at all, just like, oh my god, I have four hairs growing out of my chin, like, right? So I don't know, I let it grow out for probably like another year or whatever, and then my dad, he came up to me one day, he was like, Dave? I was like, yeah. He's like, you know what? Here's a razor. Here's some Barbasol. Like, you shave your face.
You're like a billy goat.
Really? Like, and then he stood in front of me with the mirror, like, you know, put it on his hand, and was like, and then he like did the little, like, he showed me what to do. He like took my hand. He's like, all right, you're gonna want to stroke down. You're not gonna want to go over it more than twice. And I was like, all right. But no, to answer your question, I don't. I would say after the first like year of shaving my face, I wasn't really like, it's more of a hassle. It's more of just like, God, I have to shave my face.
Because I mean, I have a brother and we're Italian, so he had no problem growing his little mustache and whatever, but he has a best friend who's not Italian and doesn't really, I mean, he's like, what, like almost 20 now and doesn't really have that much. He has like a little blonde peach fuzz on his, you know, under his nose and whatever, right. But I hear them talking and he's always like a jealous of my brother for having black hair on his face.
I guess it's one of those things that, like, you know, by the age of 20, if, you know, if it's something like you want, then like, yeah, but once you have it, it's kind of like, whatever.
You don't have it, you want it, and when you have it, you don't really,
you don't
want
really
it.
Right. Want it. Yeah,
I mean, girls are attracted to it. Like, I like scruff.
Okay, so let's maybe. Get this straight. Let's get this straight for all the male people listening. Do girls like facial hair?
Scruff is good.
Scruff
sometimes,
is good.
But when you change it up, that's also really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also depends
change
on the
is
girl.
Good.
Very true. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What do guys sincerely get attracted to after looks? I mean, are there
after
certain
looks.
Yeah, are there certain traits that beat looks?
Like, okay, so are you saying like I look at you, I'm like, hey, you're attractive. And then I get, and then like after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After like, okay, what you're attractive.
When you hang out with them and you get to know them, like, what's attractive?
Well, obviously, Kevin, take it.
Two things that I look for. If a girl's like unique, just like different than the other ones.
Totally.
Kind of like a conformist type. And then just
no
good
sheep.
Personality.
What?
No sheep.
No sheep.
Oh. No sheep.
Like a sheep in the herd, like not another sheep in the herd. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. And then after that, just like someone who's has a lot of self-confidence also.
Yeah. Once again, self-confidence, not ego, because there are a bunch of girls out there like, oh my god, like seriously, like he's so like ugly, like
I totally got
so drunk and just like hooked up with like four of the hottest guys you've ever imagined, like, right? Not like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Something that I specifically look for is a girl that, like Kevin said, I find individuality within. A girl that can
express herself.
Yes. Another thing is like, talk to me, like tell me things about myself that I couldn't really pinpoint, you know?
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Like,
so
you
honesty.
Meet them on the first, yeah, honesty, but like you meet them on the first day and right off the bat, they start telling you things like,
no, not like, it's not like, no, it's not like, hey, like
you
like
shirt.
Chocolate. What? Like, how did you know?
Teeth.
Like, thanks, Erica. No. Ego. Telling me about my, hey, she said it.
What? Who says I was talking to you?
Exactly.
What?
It was a hypothetical.
What? Well, I was making a joke.
Okay.
No, I would say something that's super, like super, super. When I say like pinpoint things about myself that I didn't know, it's not just like on the like first time, just like first date, just like bam, like this is you. And I was like, what? Like I didn't even know that. more of things that like when I'm with her, she brings out aspects of me, that make me realize things about myself. You know, like something about her energy, something about like her entity, her essence that within
brings out, like, the best
my
in you.
Presence brings out the best in me.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, gotcha.
And that's what I'm attracted to, because you can always you can always tell about you can tell something about that person depending on how you react to them. You
right.
can tell wonders.
Right, right.
You can tell wonders about yourself and that person, depending on how you react to them. Okay.
Would you say that can beat looks? Like, if a girl's not the most attractive?
Hands down.
All right.
Hands down.
All right,
yeah.
I like to hear that.
Hands
yeah,
down.
That's a good, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thank
God. Yeah, I mean, because think about it like this. It's like a teeter-totter, you know? It's like one side is either like, wow, dude, she's super beautiful, like super attractive, you know, but she's a douchebag. Like, you know? And then the other side is like, you know what? She's not bad looking. Like she's attractive and she's super cool. Like, dude,
you choose the super
down,
cool girl
right?
over
like,
the douchebag any
yeah,
day. Nobody wants to date
day.
A douchebag unless you're just looking to...
have something pretty on your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just
okay.
looking to score type deal.
Yeah. You know, looking to be like, yeah, dude, like I hit that. Like you see her.
You
like,
got really drunk at a party, man.
Yeah, dude, I got that, bro.
I feel like most guys today, or maybe I'm generalizing, but I feel like a lot of guys would pick the hot one rather than the one who's got brains.
I think that has to do with age.
Yeah.
I definitely.
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah.
I think that has
to do with like immaturity and
you'll
how much experience you think you want.
You'll get to a stage where you're not looking for those hookups anymore and you're,
yeah.
like, wanting
yeah.
something serious.
Yeah.
Totally.
And you're not going to have something serious with a douchebag.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, like...
Unless you yourself are a douchebag.
Also, like...
which happens.
Like, after a while, just, like, things, like, just, like, random hookups and just, like, hey, you're attractive, I don't know your name, but let's do it. You know, like it gets empty.
Yeah, it gets
and it
old.
Gets, it gets sad. It gets kind of like this, almost like a fake... like swarm of just like I want something real, you know,
yeah.
like within you.
Because at the end of the day, you're just you have no one to like call your own. And,
right, totally.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just like oh, okay, like see you later. Like
now I'm just
don't forget
go
your
back
panties,
home.
Like,
and
you know?
It's
yeah.
like a friendship too. It's like you're creating another friendship when
yeah.
you have that person.
Which totally. Is why best friends work out so well.
Totally. Next question. You know what? Like I said on Facebook, we're going to ask. The girls, everything that a guy ever wanted to know. Oh, girls.
Uh-oh.
As bad as it is, not in a weird way, not
already.
Just no, no, really, like not in like an odd way, but you know what? Guys wonder this, and this is coming from. We have to be mature.
Okay.
About
all
this,
right.
We are mature people. We are
we
adults. Almost.
Are we?
We're
oh,
teens.
Kind of.
Teens
are
teens. But it's like, this is this. The, we have to be mature about this.
Drum roll.
Does size matter?
All right. Totally ready for this.
Okay. You know what I gotta say?
What do you have to say?
It is not about the size of the boat. It is about the motion in the ocean.
Okay.
Okay, we got that one. Yeah.
So you're saying that as long as it's used in a proper
manner,
sophisticated.
Yes.
I'm being mature. I said
sophisticated.
That's such a mature word. That's better than boat, motion, ocean, like.
Hey, are you not happy with what we just said?
I am happy with
words.
What you just
well,
said.
Well, it's definitely the truth. Yeah.
So it's the way you use it.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Oh,
But I would have to say, and of course I don't have experience. I was just about to say, I would have to say from experience, but I was like, wait a minute. No. Okay. I mean, there does come a point where size does matter. There comes a point where size matters a little bit.
It probably matters a little bit because if it's too small to properly pleasure and all... then I don't know.
Right.
I guess it makes... Yeah, that makes
totally.
Sense.
Totally.
It's more of the motion in the ocean.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. on a better note, where would you go to meet new guys? Like, where's like, a cool spot? Where's, like, the cool spot? Like, where'd you go to meet new guys?
You know, like It depends. Like, a sportsy girl would go to the soccer field. I personally would go to like
a show,
like a music concert, you know?
Music,
yeah, I want a rock star.
Yeah, okay.
No, for real, though.
It's
like,
it just depends.
Where you can meet someone that you know you'll find someone there that has something in common with you.
Yeah.
Right, totally.
I
was going to say, yeah, go. Okay, like, you know how I'm all into like people connecting, just like people... like relating to like things that like people connect by relating to things that they can relate to between each other.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if you're interested in something, chances are that you're going to find somebody that you're interested to if you go to something that you're interested
right.
in.
Right. And exactly. then you, like, build something because you have something in common.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is there a specific spot that, like, guys go to meet girls? Not just, like, a bar?
Not... I don't go to a bar.
This is a teen show.
We're 18.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. I would say that there's not necessarily like a like specific place that like I go to like meet girls. I don't know, Kev.
I'd say just hang out with friends and meet new friends and. Honestly, don't go somewhere trying to look for someone. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try to search. If it happens, like it'll happen, and it'll be the best way. If it's just natural and you're just hanging out having a good time, that's when you're gonna meet someone. Yeah.
Totally.
Is there a universal turn off from like guys to girls?
For me?
You know, or is there anything?
Male population.
I would say I don't know about the general.
Is there anything?
I can speak for me mm-hmm. and for Kevin.
Yeah. All right. But you can't speak for Kevin, but you can speak
no,
that, for
that's what I'm saying. That's like what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is there anything that like scares guys away?
Scares away.
Yeah. Or, you know, just for me.
If you're annoying.
But what defines annoying?
Yeah, what's annoying?
There's so many different things. Girls can be annoying in so many different ways.
It depends.
That's not my thing. My thing is more of if a girl's trying to play a game to get you to like her.
Oh, my
and
God.
And, like, I'm going to make him jealous and yada, yada, yada. It doesn't work. On me, like, some guys, like, enjoy it.
Some guys
like,
really,
they like chase.
They get jealous and stuff. But when a girl starts doing that to me, I just, wow, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's annoying. That's a turn off. I'm not falling for it. And you have to learn how to play the game a little bit.
Gotcha.
Right. No, I totally agree. One universal turn off for me is if, I have a few actually.
All right.
I'm super that's picky.
Good.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm really not.
No, you should be. Everyone should be.
Well, not to super picky. Like not like, oh my God, she's not good enough. Like not like that. But, I would say one for me, if you can't hold a conversation, if you can't hold a conversation, then like what's the point?
What's in your brain? Is there anything in your head like if you can't talk?
A lot of the times like they can talk. It's just getting past the insecurities. So
yeah.
That deals with confidence and just
and then also deals with getting the right person that brings out the best in you.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
You know? You can't be around someone that you're totally insecure around.
Right, totally.
There's no point, then you can't talk.
Yeah. Exactly. Another thing is like if you're annoying, not I'm not saying like oh my God, like you're so annoying, not like that, but more like annoying along the lines of like
little things.
But just like little things if you're just like
If you complain a lot,
if you're just like oh my God, okay. Interrupting.
What?
Get out of the studio. Leave. Get out. No. So no. A big thing with me. It's like I love to listen to people. Okay. And I think this is why I'm so opposed to interrupting. I love to listen to people. Like I think that like when you listen to people, like you get new ideas, you get new thoughts, you get like different aspects of you know a certain subject or like something about that person that you could learn. I think it's interesting. Mm-hmm. So when I'm speaking to a person, and they just, like, just randomly, it's, oh my God, wait, oh my God, you will not believe, it's just like, shut up.
David gets so mad at that. I was seeing a girl, and we'd always listen to her little stories, however annoying they were, and then Dave would start saying something, and then about 5 seconds into it, every single time, she'd be like, oh my God, this,
oh my God, like, oh my God, I was just like, shut up.
Yeah, that's like all about them. So say you find this girl that's just annoying, she plays the game, she interrupts. How do guys give hints? Like, what kind of hints do they give to indirectly let them know that they're not interested?
Hey, can I see your cell phone? I'm going to delete my number. I'm just kidding.
What if I call your best friend? What if I persist?
I don't know. Slowly, like, changing conversation to not as, like, intimate, I'd say. Or maybe, like...
I'm going
to
walk away now.
Say, like, oh, that girl's really... Like, talk about another
good
girl,
looking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah,
maybe
I mean...
talk about another girl slightly. Not to, like, an extent, like, oh, my God, I want to... do this and that.
I have a question. It depends on the setting. Like, am I like with the girl? Am I like seeing the girl? Like, are we on a date or are we just like hanging out? Like what is?
Yeah.
Let's say you're on a date.
On a date.
Like at the end of the night, you gotta let him know you're not gonna call him back.
You hold it out, man.
You gotta fight through it. And You don't tell him, oh, I'm not going to call you back. You know,
get out of my car.
You can walk home.
You're just like, oh, I really enjoyed my night. And then don't really call them for like a day or two. And but call them. Don't just like leave them hanging.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Also, like something that's more, this is actually a scientifically proven fact. This is scientific right here. So as we talk about on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, thoughts are things, you know, like people pick up vibes, like vibrations, people pick up what other people are thinking simply because of the electromagnetic fields that thoughts emit, that beings emit.
Mm-hmm. The energy you give off.
Right. Auras. Mm-hmm. Per se. But it's not so much like we're not going to get all spiritual, metaphysical. We're going to get more we're going to get more like realistic, like what this comes down to if you're in a situation like that. Like, honestly, if you just like kind of send out and like give that vibe, like it's unspoken, completely unspoken. But if you just like
just know.
Yeah. If you like give that vibe of just kind of like
unattracted.
Like, yeah. Kind of like, hey, that's great, you know,
you could have the issue of coming off too mean. Some may try to do that, like give off the vibe, but then you come off too aggressive or mean, and
or she just won't get it.
Or exactly. What happens when they don't get it? What happens if you think that they're just playing a game with you? Like, oh, he didn't call me yesterday. He's trying to, you know, keep me on a string.
Here's the thing,
in his
pocket. That's their fault for overthinking it. Once again, you don't, as girls, one problem that all girls have is they overthink. They really, really overthink. Guys, I once saw this really funny picture.
Don't think?
No, that is super false.
Overthinking and not thinking enough are pretty much just as bad.
Yeah. Something I saw super funny. There's this picture of this board. It's just like It's like a soundboard or something. That's what it looks like. It's like a soundboard. And then on the upper half, it says guy. And then it has an on and off switch. And then on the lower half, it says girl. And it has all these like little toggles and like there's like a bunch of different switches.
Oh,
and
funny.
Just like, no, yeah. No, but it's like so true. Like the thing about a guy is like we're pretty much like straightforward
simpler.
With like what we're thinking. We're simpler.
Yeah, that's true.
And girls, they overthink things. So here's a little tip for women, for girls. Don't overthink the vibe that you get, because chances are the vibe that you get is the vibe that he's sending off.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. It's almost like if I'm speaking to you, but it's more just like energetically speaking. Like, if I'm energetically giving you an emotion, a thought, and you pick that up, that is the exact thing that I'm sending to you.
Yeah.
Like, as if I'm saying, hey, I think you're cool, but, you know, you were a little too, you know, about yourself or something like that, you know, like, you're gonna pick that up.
But, you know, I mean, it doesn't always work that way. Like,
that's true.
It does, but it's hard to make it, it's hard to really send out the vibe that you're trying to send. I mean,
it's hard to read sometimes, like, a guy could be soft-spoken.
Right.
Yeah.
Really have feelings for a girl, but you can't
not
really tell.
Not really know how to show it. Maybe you're like, what if he doesn't show up for plans and he bails out all the time just because he's busy?
Right.
Or what if he doesn't like you?
Totally. I want to move on. I got some emails from listeners I want to hit. It goes, Dave, my boyfriend and I just started going out. We have nothing to talk about. Nothing! Exclamation mark. Help! We need to get to know each other, but since we don't talk, it's really awkward. Help, Jen. Girls, you take this one.
Okay, if you have nothing to talk about, chances are it's not something to be, it's not a good relationship to be in, because, you know, when you start a relationship, you start it because you have things in common, or, you know, it might be primarily on looks, and when it's primarily on looks, that's not the best way to go.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, obviously, you guys got nothing in common. Why are you dating them?
Right.
It's got to be nothing more than physical.
Totally. I agree. You know, so something else about that is, like, yeah, like, okay, so, like, we've been talking about, like, people, like, relate to each other by, like, if they're, like, on the same, like, frequency, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're on the same, like, mindset, like, that's how people gravitate towards each other. It's just, like, the universal flow of the universe, you know? It's what I believe, at least, and it seems to be true for me and friends that I've talked to about this. So if there's nothing that, like, you truly can talk about, nothing that you can, like, relate to, I'm like, I mean, he may be super nice, but, like, I don't see, like, the point in it.
I mean,
know?
Maybe it's like, just that they're having trouble getting past the awkward stage. I mean, she's not asking you how to break it off with him. She's asking you how to make it better. So maybe you just got to get past the awkwardness and bring out things that you guys have in common, if there is anything. Bring them out and talk about them. You
and
know?
Just be yourself, honestly.
Get to know each other. Exactly. Totally.
I think, though, these people sound very young.
Yeah.
Because only someone, like, really young. I remember I did this in, like, ninth grade or something.
Everyone does it.
But you just date someone that you're just meeting. It's like, oh, I like you. Oh, I like you, too. Let's go out.
Totally.
And I think with relationships, no matter what age, usually when you're younger, you don't really grasp it. But with relationships in general, if you're going to be with someone, they should be your best friend.
You know, and
they really should be. And
you have to have,
like, the solid friendship going into it. You can't just take a shot in the dark and, let's see where this goes.
That's essentially what high school is about, playing the field.
Right.
As much as girls hate it, that's what it's about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are the occasional couples that do work out, you know, and they really adore each other. And you can tell they really just get each other. But then there's sometimes where it's just about, like, it's like ice cream flavors, you know? You try chocolate chip, you hate it, you move on.
31 flavors.
or you just wait, you hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun in high school.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to move on. Teen trends. I'm a 16-year-old student who my boyfriend of only 1 month just dumped me for reasons I'm still not clear on. I feel very deeply about him, and I'm having some trouble with this. I've tried dating other people, but that just seems to make it worse. He keeps dropping hints that he still has feelings for me, but I am just so confused. Please help. Thank you, Angelica. Okay.
There's another thing with the vibes. She's not getting it, or he really is dropping hints.
That's
kind of messed up, though. Sorry for interrupting.
No, not at all. Please go.
I feel if he's dropping hints and you guys aren't together, and you're, like, so confused about it, you should simply just talk to him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say.
And say, like, you're dropping these hints. Maybe I'm picking up on it. Like, maybe they aren't hints or something. Maybe I'm just overanalyzing it.
Yeah.
But
like,
where do we stand if there's nothing more than just friends?
Totally.
Then you need to stop because it's messing with my head.
Right. No, yeah. You totally 100% got to talk to the person. That's the best way to find out where you stand is by talking to a person.
No, we could read
hands
minds.
Down.
Exactly.
Done. Done.
Or what just, you can also do, I mean, sorry.
No, go on. If you have more, I'm down. I'm always open ears here.
Right. You could try distancing yourself from him. And if he comes back and saying, you know, look, I really, really miss you, then that's a point you can talk. But if he doesn't, then the hints were just him being flirtatious.
Right.
And not knowing that he's messing with your head.
Right. Mm-hmm. Also, guys, a little thing out there. Girls really take, like, if they have, like, something towards you, if they have, like, some sort of, like, emotional attachment or even just some sort of, like, emotional interest in you.
Which is a lot more common in girls than guys.
Right. What?
At this age.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Guys, they take that so to heart. Like, don't mess with their precious little brains. Like, I'm being serious, though. Like I've seen it. I've
So is it true that, like, guys try to hide their emotions all the time just to make themselves more manly?
No. It's not that we hide it. It's
guys just play the game or like, kind of mess with the girl's head.
No, yeah.
And they don't really think anything of it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, just honestly be straightforward. I mean, okay, of course, like, the little, like, tug and pull is, like, cute. That's what, like, makes it. I'm not talking about games. I'm talking about the little tug and pull. Tug and pull being, like, you know, don't...
Keeping it new.
Keeping it new,
yeah,
exactly. Okay? But don't, like, play a game. Don't like, mess with their heads. Like, girls get hurt. I've seen it. And it sucks. Like, they don't get over it. And honestly, it emotionally scars them. And it's not worth it. You're a big douchebag if you do it.
You know, can I, like, kind of stray the topic a little bit?
Yeah, go on. And then we're going to move on to the next email, but yes.
All right, in high school, when girls, they get sexually active, girls have a much, much bigger tendency to get emotionally attached to the guy than the guy does. And he's really just kind of playing the field, like
I
said.
Right.
And the girls will get all attached. And, I mean, it's happened before where girls commit suicide because they can't handle.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Damn. Yeah. Another thing, when you lose your virginity, a hormone is indeed released in the brain.
Yes.
That makes you more attached.
To
I'm going to move on. Dave, hi, I'm 16 years old, but I still don't have a boyfriend. I have a crush, but I'm too shy to tell him about my feelings. I'm really afraid no one, not even my best friend, knows about my feelings. I can't ask her or my mom about it. How to talk to him? How to Make Him Notice Me, Sharon. By the way, Sharon, thank you very much for sharing this with us on Teen Trends, considering you haven't told your best friend or anything. Hey, we're your best friends. Yeah, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Okay. Okay. Here we go. You know what? You're 16 years old. You have a crush. You're too shy. This is, Sharon, this is my advice. I'm taking it, you know, you sound like a, for a 16-year-old, you sound like a confident girl. The fact that you can, you know, email us and be like, you know, you know what the problem is. You have a crush on him. You're too shy to tell him. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. The worst thing that could possibly happen in this entire world is he says, hey, you know what? I'm not super, you know, I'm not interested. And you know what? Do not let that take your self-confidence down. Because that is essentially subconsciously what we are afraid of. That rejection. Is what we are afraid
yeah.
of. Rejection. And do not let it take you down. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just a matter yeah. of getting through it.
Yeah.
And think about this. This is the way that I look at rejection. Every single no is one no closer to a yes.
Yeah, right? And hey, like, think about this guy it like that you like right now, you know, as well as he might reject right. you, he might, you know, say, hey, I like you too. I'm so totally. Glad you
yeah,
told me.
Totally. And maybe, like, talk to your friends first about it to, like, get the topic going.
Yeah, don't I be agree. Afraid. Your friends definitely wouldn't make fun of you. Or they wouldn't right. think less of you if they're or, your best friend. Exactly. Definitely not. Yeah.
Or if it's, like, a self-confidence issue where you're, like, not sure if you can get the guy, talk to your friends about that.
Yeah. So
you're like, oh, totally. What could I do to, like, make myself... You
yeah,
know,
get totally. It out in the open that you have
yeah,
a crush.
Totally. Yeah. Just let everybody know that just tuning in, this is LATalkRadio.com, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you want to call in live on the air, you may do so, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Hey, everybody, you should also check out our Facebook page. Just type in Teen Trends on the search. For some weird reason, it doesn't work if you type in Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, even though it is indeed called Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Just type in Teen Trends.
And it'll come up.
You can add to our group. We post topics. We're posting videos. We got stuff like that. We're also going to start podcasts and stuff. Since we're on new things with Teen Trends, check this out. For all you musicians out there, we're starting a new thing with Teen Trends where Kevin and I are going to you can email me at my email, which is once again teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Get on my Facebook page. Let me know, because this is a wonderful opportunity to get heard. I'm a musician myself. I understand how hard it is to get heard. Like, you know, all these musicians, like all this music, you know. This is a wonderful opportunity. The show is broadcasted worldwide. And you can, you know, send us something, send us a little sample of your music, and we will put it on the air for you. You can send us, you know, 2-3 songs. Put it on the air. We'll talk about it. We'll work it out. But we want to help you out. So let us know. Okay, we're going to run on to some more emails. Dave.
Dave, we got an email last week.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really nice email. It was, I think his name was Nick.
Nick.
Can you, what was that?
Oh,
was the email
Nick.
Again? Yeah.
Oh, thank you,
I
man.
Just wanted to, like,
no, totally.
This is what motivates Teen Trends
yeah,
and, like,
totally.
The hosts to keep going.
Nick, you're listening. I know you are, man. I got your email. I emailed you back. I want to thank you so much for your kind words. This Katie was super nice. You know, like, usually I get, you know, I get emails from people that are
kind of
with problems,
yeah.
you know? Just, you know, and that's not a problem. I love that.
That's what we're
I
here
love
for.
It. That is exactly
help.
What we're here for. We are here to help you have problems, concerns. That is why we're here. But I want to give a shout out to my boy Nick. He's super cool. He lives in, I believe he said, the Bay Area. You say he lives in the Bay Area?
Seattle,
something
like that.
Yeah, sorry, Nikki. But thank you, man. It is people like you that motivate us to do what we do. Super cool guy. Keep it up. I'm going to move on to an email. Dave, I have this friend named Julia, who I'm pretty close to, but it really makes me upset about one thing. Whenever I start liking a guy, she always has to like him too, as if she needs to compete with me. Should I confront her? And if so, how? Nancy. Hmm. Really quick, I have a personal experience with this. One of my actually close friends throughout high school, Every time I would, you know, get my eye on a girl, I'd be like, you know, I think she's cool. Like, I can, you know, I think she's attractive. He, without question, without word, would just, like, he'd just be like, yeah, dude, like, she is. And then, no joke, within a week, he'd just, like, start flirting with her, like put her over his shoulder. Not and just, cool. like, you know. And it's just like, dog, I just told you I was into her. Like, are you kidding me? You know? And this is what I did personally. Do you? What did you ask? Should I confront her? If so, how? I would. I would confront her. I would be like, you know, listen, I don't know like what it is, but every single time that I like a guy, like you just seem to like compete with me, and like I don't know why you want to compete with me. I don't know if it's some sort of like insecurities within you or something. You know, say that.
It's
as bad
be.
As it sounds, like say it, because you have to resonate with them. You have to like ring a bell, and that's what it is.
But
it
you know,
is
sometimes
insecurities.
Yo. It definitely is. But sometimes confrontation isn't the best idea because they could just deny it. And I mean that happens where someone will only see another person as cute or attractive
right.
if their best friend thinks so.
Right.
So they could just deny it and do it subconsciously, you know?
Yeah.
Well, if you were to do it subconsciously, then you wouldn't be consciously doing it, therefore you wouldn't be showing it.
Mm. I just think that person isn't a good friend.
Yeah.
Not a good friend,
yeah,
so.
You know, I'd talk to him. I'd talk to him, and if she denies it, then maybe look for a new friend. Maybe explain to her, be like, all right, listen, there's plenty of fish in the sea, like, come on, man.
Right? We had a talk. You know I had my eye on
like,
him.
Will you?
You
yeah,
know,
like, yeah,
respect
yeah, yeah.
the girl code, the guy code. Like, totally. Everyone has that same little thing.
Totally.
We
have another email. Let's get to this. Teen Trends. My best friend just broke up with her boyfriend. He liked me at the beginning of the year. I was the one that got them together, and they had a, quote-unquote, mutual agreement to break up. My friend was pretty sad that they broke up because she really liked him, but it just wasn't working out. Now he seems to be flirting with me more, and I'm not really telling him to back off. I feel like he's going to ask me out, but him and my friend just broke up. I really get the feeling he's not just wanting to flirt with me. Before summer, while I was still in school, he used to sit next to me in class and come over to me at lunch and ask me if I thought he was cute. I don't want to go out with him because that would really be messed up and my friend would really be sad, but in the back of my mind, I seem to think I want to go out with him. Help, Jill.
You know, Jill, chicks before dicks. Like, friends will be there for you way more often than, and probably longer than, a guy would be. It just doesn't seem right. I mean...
No, yeah.
It also sounds like you're speaking a little more about his feelings than your own. I think you might be a little turned on by the fact that he is kind of, you know, flirting with you, but I don't know if you actually have those real feelings right. for him. You might just be thrilled by the fact that he has, like, a little crush on you.
Also, yeah. check this out. If she's your best friend, then, you know what? And if he's, like, a cool guy, and if she's your best friend, talk to her. Mm-hmm. Like you need to discuss this with your friend. Like, you need a real understanding of her feelings before you allow yourself to create any problems between the two of you.
Definitely.
Also, usually at your age, no guy is going to be in either of your lives as long as the two of you are going to be in each other's. So be sure that you and your friend continue to trust and care for each other. Just speak to her, you know?
Yeah.
Just be straight.
A lot of the issues that are brought up on Teen Trends, really the best solution to them is communication.
Hands down.
Just between friends, parents, anything like that.
Hands down.
So just make sure you're talking to people, trying to get your problems out there and trying to fix them.
Yeah, one of the best things that one being can do to another to settle a situation is communicate.
Honesty.
Honesty.
Is the best policy.
Yeah, but to be honest, you must communicate.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
But yeah.
You know,
yeah.
honesty comes
yeah, girl.
With, like,
yeah,
talking
girl.
Out loud.
For sure. we actually have a caller on Teen Trends. We're going to check this out.
Oh,
see
goody.
What it is. Hello, you are live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How can we help you?
What's up, Dave? It's Nick.
What's up, Nicky?
Nick.
How's it going, my man?
Ooh, I'm kind of honored right now.
Yeah, dude. How's it going, Nick?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you. I really can't thank you enough, man, for your email. Like, it truly, truly, it's people like you that that inspire us at Teen Trends to do what we do. Inspire us to you know, help and just spread the word, man. How are you, dude? How's it going?
I just think it's really cool. I was actually just browsing around the web, and I came upon LA Talk Radio, and I'm like, hey, this is cool. You know, you can go into a studio in LA. If you give them a bit of money, you can go into a studio in LA and, you know, do a show for this, you know, worldwide network. So I went on, and I'm looking at the shows, and I'm like, hey, there's a Teen Talk Radio show. And that was interesting to me because I'd actually been spending a lot of time looking for talk radio geared toward teens. I'm really interested in talk radio, and then I found it, and I listened to a couple of shows, and I mean, you have an awesome radio show, honestly. Oh,
my man, dude, I cannot thank you enough. And dude, thank you so much for calling in. Like, I was actually, before the show, believe it or not, I was hoping that you would call, because I told you in the email that I'd give you a shout out. And I was like, you know what, man, I really want to hear this kid's voice. Like, I hope he calls. Stay in contact with me, man. We'll, you know, maybe we will work something out if you're ever in the area. You know, we'll meet up, have some coffee, do something like that.
Nick, this is this is Kevin, the co-host. Since the topic today is any questions for girls, like anything you want to know, and the girl will answer. Do you have a question for the ladies in the studio today?
I don't have a question, but I have a comment to anyone else who might be listening who might be having some issues with friends or whatever.
Cool. Very cool.
And and also for your show, I think it's really cool that you kind of cater to this sort of, the emotional type stuff. And you don't shy away from talking about all of the, either the sad or the awkward parts of, you know, being a teenager. I think that's really cool.
Dude, thanks, my man. I mean, I figure, like, you have to. You know, you got to get all aspects of it to be real with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's
to what it is. But what I was going to say, I'll make this quick because I know you have a show to get on with. I think that if you have a problem with anyone, not just like, you know, between your boyfriend or your girlfriend, depending on your gender, but I mean, if you have a problem with anyone, don't brood on it. Talk to them. Don't be afraid to go up and talk to them. I've heard so many people, you know, from this show, even I've only been listening for the past, like, you know, I've only listened to the past, like, you know, 2-3 shows, but even on this show or at school, whatever, I hear so much of, oh my God, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
Right.
You know, I'm afraid to tell this person this or whatever. It's like, just go and talk to them. It's the best way to take care of issues between two people, just to go up and ask your question directly.
Exactly.
Nick, I truly cannot agree with you more. That is one thing that we stand very strongly for, Teen Trends. Dude, my man, you took the words right out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Nick, thank you so much for calling in. Wonderful, wonderful advice for everybody listening. And please, please email me if you're in the area. I'd love to meet you in person and get some coffee. And once again, it's people like you that inspire us to do what we do.
Hey, anytime. And, you know, good luck with the show. You guys have an awesome thing going.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
my man.
Thanks,
you have a great day.
And by the way, I live in San Jose.
Oh, San Jose. That's where it is. I was like, it's San something. Is the Bay Area?
Like, it started with an S.
Yeah. All right, my man. San Jose. We'll remember that.
Have a great day.
All right. Have a great one, Nick. Thank you very much for your kind words and positive vibes.
Eric and I are, like, doing little dances. Yeah,
that's
really
cool. Guy.
That's so awesome.
That's a really awesome guy. Thank you very much, Nick. Yo, we actually just got another email. We just got it sent very quickly here. Do you want to read that one?
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Dear Dave, I'm listening to your show right now, and I do have a question that every guy wants to know for the girls. So this is for you. Is a guy a quote-unquote pig if he takes a glance at a girl's boobs if they're hanging out in the open? Brian.
If they're hanging out in the open, then the girl is a
piglet. No, I mean, if it's there, I mean, no,
yeah, like, if it's there, you can't, close your can't eyes. Avoid it. I mean, yeah.
Personally, I find myself in the situation where I'll be talking to a girl and her junk's just all out there.
Yeah.
And like, why put it out there?
If you don't want us to look.
If you don't want us to look. Like, I don't really get that.
Like, that's the thing. Like, it's her fault. And if she goes and complains about it, that's totally her fault. She did it to herself, dude. Like, right. she put herself out there.
It totally doesn't make the guy a pig.
And then there's, you know, there's a happy medium where it's like, yeah, like, yes, you're a guy. You have a natural instinct to glance, okay? But then there's like, this other part of you where it's like, you do want to be respectful. So
don't act on it.
Yeah. So it's not like you're just going to be like, like, you know, like staring.
You're, like, hesitating sometimes to, like...
Right, totally.
Look, like, eyes up here.
Eyes up there.
Totally. But, you know, I mean, if it happens, you know, it happens, and just be like, burm, burm, all right, that's it, you know, that's about it.
I mean, but, like, what if the guy's in the relationship? It's kind of natural for a guy to glance at a girl on the street.
Right.
Because she's attractive, right?
Totally. No, it is. This, ladies and gentlemen, looks like it concludes our show for this fantastic, wonderful Sunday. I want to thank you all so very, very much for being on the show. Ariana?
Of course.
A pleasure. Erica?
Thank you.
A pleasure. And, of course, co-host Kevy, I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Nick, for your kind words. This is a Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Please email me. You may do so. It is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. You can also check out our Facebook page. Type in Teen Trends in the search engine, and that is it. All right, guys, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful, happy, positive, loving Sunday and rest of the week. Bye-bye.